welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Now, go over, if you don't mind, to Psalm 91. And I'm even going to read a story that's based on Psalm 91. I believe will bless you because it blessed me as I read it. Psalm 91. I want you to see something maybe you and I have not seen before. You ready? First verse. He who dwells. The word dwells means to live. Say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain. It doesn't say shall for a while be all right. See, this is a permanent fix, a permanent fix. The Word of God is there to take any storm on and allow us to speak to it and watch that thing quiet right down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall remain, now listen, stable. Stable means your feet are on the ground, you're strong, so when things come at us, we're not moved by them. Look at the next word, if you don't mind. Stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, and the Amplified says, whose power no foe can withstand. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen to the second verse. I will say to the Lord. So what's a part of what's going on? Say what I say with my mouth. Now listen to what comes out. He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. On him I lean and rely. In him I confidently trust. Doesn't the Bible say, lean not unto your own understanding? Who are we to believe? God, his word, on a daily basis. And the first thing is say. So when it says say, what are we saying? We're saying, Lord, you're my refuge. Go like this, refuge. My fortress, on you I lean and trust. So that means it's already fixed, it's already done. I found an interesting story about Psalm 91. If you don't mind, can I read it? It's very short because I don't want to mess it up. A man by the name of C.D. Morlock, a war correspondent in World War II, reported an unexplainable and miraculous occurrence. 60 German aircraft strafed more than 400 men who were pinned down on the sandy beaches of Dunkirk without the benefit of any place to take cover. Although the men were repeatedly attacked by machine guns, bombed by enemy aircraft, listen, not one single man, say that, not one single man, say it again, not one single man was hit. Every man in that group left the beach without a scratch. Morlock stated, now listen, I have personally been told by Navy men who were picked up those particular survivors from Dunkirk, the men only recited the 91st Psalm, but they shouted. They shouted it out loud at the top of their lungs saying, our trust is in you, Lord. If it worked there, it works here, it works tomorrow, it works the next day, but you got to open your mouth up and say what the word says. Don't trust your own understanding. Well, I don't know if it'll work. Don't say you don't know that it's going to work. The Bible says when you pray, what? Believe, you'll have what you say. But when you pray, make sure you pray his will. What's his will? Here it is. Which means, now listen to me, we've got to know the word so when we pray, we can pick scripture out and say that. These men spoke the 91st Psalm hour after hour and yelled and screamed it out of their lungs. Not one bullet. I don't know if you know what strafing is. Imagine the open beach. These planes would dive bomb with their machine guns blasting. Not one person. Say not one person. Now, you know why? Because we're under the shadow of Almighty God. Nothing's going to touch you and going to touch me. Hello, somebody yell, yes. He's my fortress. He's a refuge. Both of those terms, listen, are military terms, which means God puts a defense up against everything that comes. The full armor of God. The Roman soldiers, remember, with their shields, what were their shields made out of? Leather, layer after layer. And what would the Roman soldier do every day with that shield? Oil it and oil it. Put it in water, oil it and oil. How many times are you going to do that? When I was in the military, they said to me, you will see your face in that shoe, airman. After the sergeant left, they said, you've got to be kidding me. I never shined a shoe in my life. You know what we did at night? Cotton balls, water, shined. When it came for inspection, guess what? I could see my face. He could see his face. How important was that? It was the discipline to follow the orders of the sergeant. Hallelujah. When the Roman soldier went into battle, the Bible says the fiery darts of the enemy come. The enemies that the Roman Empire faced many times would shoot arrows that were hollow on the inside, and on the inside they would be flammable liquid, and they'd light the end and start a fire. So when that arrow would hit, it would explode and the flame would cause everything to catch on fire. Well, the Roman soldiers had shields that had hinges on them like doorwood, and they'd hook together and they'd tip them like this. So when the fiery darts came, they would hit their shields and be extinguished immediately. You hold the word of God up like this, and you can tilt it a little bit like this, and my God, he can send anything he wants to, but we're going to stay strong because we're hidden in the word of God. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. And the Roman soldier would also do something else. It was very unusual, but it applies for where we are right now. Listen closely. At the end of the night, when he took off all his gear, two elements would always remain hooked up. Listen, the sword and the scabbard that it went in. Why? Because the sword represented the rhema. The scabbard represented the logos. The logos and the rhema, the spoken word and written word, never can be separated. That Roman soldier always kept them together. And the loin belt was the word of God, the sword of the spirit attached to the word of God. That Roman soldier was ready for anything. Many times when they were in combat, they would actually have something that would hook up on their back, and it would hook another soldier up, and they could actually spin like this. And they would fight the enemy by spinning. Nobody could ever get hurt. Why? Because they've got what? We got a soldier here and a soldier here. One soldier had the other person's back. The Holy Ghost has got you covered. The Holy Ghost has got your back. He's got your front. He's got your top. He's got anything that comes out you and I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, say this with me, God is the only one who has the answer. My goal is to get you and me to apply this book on a daily basis. You cannot let 1 second of one day go by without the application of this word. Matthew 6:33, seek. See, if we go for him first, he says he will add everything. But when we don't bother and we try to be first, I can handle this. Have you ever said that one? Have you ever seen a big box and it said two people to lift it? Oh, I can handle this. Gee, we're such and such. Oh, they're in a hospital. They threw their back out. If it says two people, get two people. When you pick something up, what should you do? Bend your knees and pick it up. If you can't bend, find somebody else who can bend. No offense to anybody, including me. Find somebody else to get it done. You've got to follow, say, the directions. When the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, love your enemy also. Now, we don't have any enemies because we're all born again, spirit-filled Christians. Am I correct? Go back to 2 Chronicles, can you? Real quick. So we've got a problem. Say a problem. Now, the first thing that Jehoshaphat does is he begins to pray. Say pray. And listen, if you don't mind, quickly, verse 10. Now, behold, the men, and they're coming against us to destroy us. Verse 11. Behold, they reward us by coming to drive us out of your possession, and you have given us the inheritance. Listen, Old Testament, say Old Testament covenant. The enemy cannot drive you and I out of our covenant or our possession. He can't do it. The only way he can have access if we give it to him through what we say. Say, what will he say? You often hear the pastor say this, that we're in a word planet. It started with words, it'll end with words. You understand? Everything in between, everything works by words. Look at verse 12. O God, you will not exercise judgment upon them, for we have no might to stand against this great company. That's again an Old Testament. You and I have might to stand up to whatever enemy comes our way. How? With our mouth. How many of you are trying to get something done and it's just not working in the natural? Stop trying to do it yourself. Take time to pause and say, Jesus, I don't know how to accomplish this, but I'm doing what the pastor said. I'm bringing it before you in prayer, and I'm going to begin to lift my hands, thanking you already for an answer I don't see. It works every single time. It works every single time. When we were in Yonkers, no jobs were opening up. And then in 1 week, 10 different jobs opened up ministry-wise. And within a week, all 10 of them dissipated. Just like that. So we went from yay to all gone. But the reason that happened, you can look back at it, is because God wanted to plan us up here for this church that we knew nothing about. But did I understand that? Did she understand that? No. But we said, okay, God. And we wound up here serving another ministry. And then when God told us to leave that, there was a time of nothing going on in our lives. I wouldn't even read my Bible. I didn't even trust God anymore. That's not a good place to be. But God had us there for a reason, with no job, no money, nothing, and he began to trickle in what we needed on a daily basis. Here comes the manna. We didn't know anything then either. All of a sudden, as the manna kept coming every day, God began to speak to us that we're to start a church. Say, God has everything under his control. Now listen, we're going to bring this to a close. Our God, verse 12, you will not exercise judgment. And the end of the verse says, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. How many times has that played out in our lives? But we don't know what to do. That's not a negative statement, because what's on the first side of it? Our eyes are on you. You can't have one eye in the Word and one eye somewhere else. I'd be cross-eyed. Our eyes are fixed on you, Jesus. Our eyes are fixed on the Word. Even when we don't understand what you're saying. Mary's a prime example of that, the mother of Jesus. When the Gabriel spoke to her, she says, I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense. But nevertheless, it's your Word. See, we've got to stand on the Word of God and say, no matter what we see, what's going on, nevertheless, at your Word. Because God never asks us to understand it. He just asks us by faith to believe it. Say, to believe it. When the storms come, we don't talk about the storms. We talk about the answer, which is Jesus. Say, which is Jesus. When Peter walked on the water, he told Jesus, I want to walk on the water. He said, what? How many remember the long prayer Jesus spoke? Come. See, all you need. See, one word from God. See, all you need is one word from God rather than 10,000 words from men. Go like this, one word from God.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.